Good afternoon, everyone. I am Tiffany Green, and I serve as the SAC Administrative Liaison for Arrow Academy. Today is January 14th. It's 2 p.m. Thank you to the SAC committee. Thank you all for taking time out of your schedules today. We appreciate your attendance and your involvement in to ensure the safety and any health concerns that may arise for the students enrolled at Arrow Academy. At this time, I will turn the meeting over to our chairperson, Robin Jones.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Oh, how you doing?
So,
Happy
as
New Year.
Tiffany said, we'd like to welcome everyone for the call on the call for our meeting, our first official meeting for the Arrow Academy School Health Advisory Committee. And we'd like to thank you for joining us and being a part of the committee, a willingness to serve our community and our students. So at this time, we're going to ask the secretary to conduct a roll call for us.
Okay, I got that. That's me. I'm the secretary.
Okay.
Okay, so we have Miss Sharnice.
Yes.
What's your last name?
Tatum, Tatum.
T-U-M. Okay, Crystal Warner is myself. I'm president. Miss Robin Jones. Present.
Yes.
Anna, what's your last name? Lemur.
Lerma,
Lerm.
Lerma.
Lerm. Lerma. How you doing, Ms. Lerma? And then
Good.
Tiffany Green.
Present.
All right. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
So that we can get more familiar with each other, we'd just like to invite everybody to just introduce themselves again formally, even though we did do roll call, and tell us what your role will be on the SHAC committee.
I'll go first. I'm Sharnice Tatum. I'm the vice chairperson. Is there anything else I need to add in?
Not at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Crystal Warner. I'm the 504 coordinator as well as the grant specialist, but for the SHAC committee, I am the secretary.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, Miss Lerma.
Okay. I'm Anna Lerma, and my role is a parent member.
Okay.
And I am Tiffany Green, and my role is the SHAC Administrative Liaison.
Okay. And I'm Robin Jones. I'll be serving as your chairperson. So we will move through the agenda. It shouldn't take up too much of your time. So we're right here at the overview of the SHAC purpose and the legal requirements. And Ms. Green kind of explained that to us in our initial meet and greet meeting also before today. So as she explained that SHAC is a required advisory under the Texas Education Code 4 and the Arrow Academy School Advisory Council, SHAC, is specifically authorized by the Arrow Academy Board of Directors in compliance with the state law. So SHAC does not make any final decisions. So as a committee, we won't make any final decisions, but we do provide recommendations to the board. And we highlight the roles, ensuring that the community values are reflected in the health education at Arrow. So, as a SHAC committee, we're going to advise on the health education curriculum and instruction, and we will review and make recommendations before changes are made. And we also serve as a bridge between the school district and the community. Okay, so review of the SHAC bylaws and operating procedures. We was all emailed a copy of the bylaws And so we have to get very familiar with those. And I think once I started reading some through some of them and many of them, and once we get that, I think we will be able to more be more proactive as a committee. So Arrow Academy Shack bylaws guide how the shack operates, and it ensure our compliance with the state law. We also have guidelines for our membership requirements, our meeting expectations, and attendance. So I'll briefly go over our person for me will be to preside over all meetings of the shack, appoint standing and ad hoc subcommittees as necessary. Serve as a member of all standing subcommittees with the same voting rights as the rest of the members serving on the standing subcommittee. I will work directly with the administrative liaison to compile agendas for all meetings of the Shack committee. And then we ensure that Shack meets and fulfills its duties in accordance with Shack's authorizing statutes, these by bylaws and operating procedures, school policy, and direction of the board or superintendent. And then also, the chairperson assists the administrative liaison with the annual Shack presentation at the board of directors meeting. Now we'll move on to the vice chairperson responsibilities. They will preside over the Shack meetings in the absence of the chairperson. The vice chairperson shall oversee all the activities of the subcommittees, perform other responsibilities as may be prescribed by the Shack chairperson, which are in accordance with the Shack's authorizing statutes, school policies, and directions of the Board of Superintendent, and the responsibility of next, we'll go over the secretary. The responsibilities of the secretary shall be to record and prepare minutes of all Shack meetings and submit to the Shack administrative liaison for posting and record keeping. Ensure committee follows the agenda and meeting procedures and assists Shack chairperson and Shack vice chairperson and all subcommittee chairs with meeting protocols. And so we'll have open meetings. All of our meetings are open. Like Tiffany mentioned before, they will be posted. So we'll have public transparencies. Agendas are posted in advance, so we'll have a chance to go over the agendas, and then public comment is also included on each agenda. Okay. Any questions or anything? Okay, now we're on annual acknowledgments. That's the confirmation of receipt. An understanding of the Shack bylaws that's on the agenda. So explain the members are we are acknowledging that we have received an understanding of the bylaws. So has everyone received the bylaws?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And if there are any questions or anything that you need clarifying, note it. Because I know I haven't gone through all of them yet. I started, but I have not been through the whole bylaw list yet.
Right.
And so we're not, trying to clarify. It's no type of vote. We're just confirming that we did receive them and that we have a basic understanding of what the bylaws entail.
Everybody has received them.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Okay, now we're on the review of the Shack duties and annual responsibilities. So we went over the core responsibilities of the shack for the school year. So also a part of that and the bylaws, we have to meet at least 4 times a year. So this is our first official meeting. Later in the agenda, we'll go over the rest of the dates and see if that fits into everyone's schedule. Hold on, I'm sorry, I'm reading my notes. Okay, so as part of my duties, like I said, we meet 4 times a month, and then we have the, I'm
Four
sorry,
times a year. What
four
times a
times
year?
a year. Annually, I'm
Right,
sorry.
right, right, right.
Yeah, sorry. Don't mean to scare y'all off before you get started. 4 times a year. And we're going to highlight required areas of focus under the state law. So, health education curriculum review and recommendations. The focus areas will be physical health, mental health, wellness, and student safety. And then we'll have a submission of an annual shack report to the board of directors. So I would now we will reflect on our discussion of the 25-26 shack priorities. We want to start thinking about priority health topics for the year.
I started thinking of some, if no
Okay.
one has already.
Okay. You can elaborate right now if you care to, Shanice.
Okay, so some things I was thinking about, I say probably like maybe 10 things total, but obviously not going to get to all of them.
Right.
Hygiene habits, personal hygiene, health habits to enhance health, like getting enough sleep or hygiene. Because I feel like kids want to stay up these days, but they need to know why they need to sleep and why it's important at such a young age. Teaching them how to goal set, conflict resolution, so how to solve conflicts at a young age with friends and peers. Food allergies. My daughter has food allergies, and just identifying and explain like the common allergies and the importance of respecting people that have them. Like one time, this little boy had a Reese's, and my daughter's allergic to peanuts, and he like put it all in her face and blew his breath on her. And I was like, oh, well, we should teach him a little bit about, boundaries and
Yes.
people with allergies.
Allergies.
And healthy habits such as enough sleep, nutritious foods, and exercising. And this was a portion of safety for children, so emergency response. So teaching children about 911 and when is the perfect time to call 911, knowing how to identify and get help from a parent or a trusted adult when you feel uncomfortable or unsafe. And getting help. Yeah, I would say that's about the same thing. About just knowing what adult to trust and teaching them. No adult should keep secrets with a child, type of thing. And poisoning and overdose recognition, like the little button batteries, I feel is a really good thing. 'Cause people might have younger siblings or hey, if there's a button battery, put it up high or tell your parent so it can be put away.
Thank you, Shanice. Those are a lot of good points.
Yes.
Do anyone else have anything?
This is some good stuff to start with, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
And I'd like to add personally to the list the mental health portion is what stands out To me, I know for our community, it's a lot of taboo around seeking counseling or guidance or being able to share your feelings with someone that can help you navigate healthily navigate the stresses that the kids go through, the pressures that they feel. I know personally, it's my granddaughter that attends Arrow. And about 6 weeks ago, we started her in a counseling program. So it's been helping her and help her to know how to navigate her feelings in a healthy manner and how to have a healthy boundary set for herself and how to not hold on to feelings that that you feel like you can't safely discuss. So that's one for me personally that I would like to see more emphasis put on mental health.
One thing that worries me with that, and mental health is really great, but sometimes I don't want to say it like this, but sometimes it can be the parents that put a lot of stress on the children.
Oh, yeah.
So what's a great way to navigate teaching them about that while also not making the parent feel bad of putting that added stress on that child, like while at home?
That's a great question. And I think from that aspect of it, especially when we don't know, but it's only when we do know, like I know that my granddaughter personally, her mom is bipolar. So I cannot sit back and wait and expect for the mother to do something. I had to do something about it. So from a school's perspective, I know my personal experience with ABBA Arrow Academy, ABBA Liber the Liberation Academy campus, which my granddaughter attends. Well, a key part of that, just by the staff letting me know how she was reacting. That's what led to us helping her because it was staff that said, "Hey, your granddaughter's been dealing with a lot of bouts of sadness, or she's crying and can't explain why." So the fact that they did that to alert me to things that she may hide from us at home led me to her getting help. So it may be nothing that we could do specifically from the parent's perspective that's putting the stress on the child, but we can do something to me on the receiving end as for what I experienced personally through ABBA Liberation's campus.
Okay, so something like teaching them just a general awareness of mental health and knowing that, hey, speak up for yourself so you can ask for help. Regardless of if that adult can help, you're still letting it be known that, hey, I'm not okay.
Yes, that part.
Okay.
Yes, from that angle.
And that's great. We can also maybe consider the next time we have maybe parent workshops, that can be one of the topics. That's a good topic to so I'll speak and see. Maybe we can have a parent workshop virtually so that we can work with all the campuses, have representation from all the campuses, invite as many parents as possible, and we conduct a parent workshop on things to be aware of. And as a parent, how do we ensure that we're not stressing our children and that, because sometimes we may tend to overpush, you know, we're pushing because we want the best for our students, for our children. So this is Tiffany Green, and I will check into the possibility of conducting a workshop to address that.
Oh,
Okay.
that's great. That's good.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Well, thank you, Shanice. You gave a lot of good insight. And so thank you for your participation and even for the rest of y'all, because something may come up later. Once you go through the list, it may be something else that catches your attention that we can address as a committee. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So next on the agenda, I think we covered a lot. Oh wow.
Right. Right, for
That was a lot.
the first
But
meeting.
it
That's
was
good.
good. It was
Right.
good. That mean we already off to a great start. Okay, so I would like to say again, thank you for your input. And I think we have a lot right now from the list that was taken that we can start to kind of focus on and see how we can have an impact on all of the Arrow campuses with the information that we just kickstarted from.
And Ms. Jones, can you state the proposed dates for the remaining SHAC meetings?
Yes, that's
Oh, okay,
exactly
I'm
what
sorry.
I'm getting ready to do. So our next meeting dates, if y'all could take note of this so you could check your calendars and see if we have any conflicts. February the 11th, March 25th, and April 22nd.
Thank you.
For February 11th, would it be the same time, 2 p.m.?
Correct,
Yes.
yes.
Ms. Shanice, do you need another time on that date? And then
No.
I don't know if y'all heard me, March the 25th. We have a leadership meeting. That's not a good day.
Oh, that's my okay.
Okay, so in March, what other date do y'all have? What about the 18th?
Is that spring break?
This
Yes.
is
that's
oh,
spring break.
for y'all. Okay.
Maybe the 20,
31st.
the 31st works.
26th? What about the 26th?
The 26 works.
I'm good for that.
Yeah, that
Right.
works for me.
Okay, March the 26th. Okay, so we keep in the 11th, correct?
For February, yes.
All right. And then April the 22nd is good. Okay.
Okay.
So we will change our March meeting to the 26th.
26.
Yes, please.
Okay, at this time, do anyone have any other comments?
I did have a question about like last year's SHAC. Do we know like what their report looked like so we can have something to kind of start from?
That's a great question. Ms. Jones, do you mind if I answer that
No,
question?
please.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That's a great question, Ms. Tatum. So the code, the requirement for a SHAC school health advisory committee went into place September 2025. So we Arrow Academy did not have well, let me clarify that for charter schools. So charter schools as of September 2025 are now required to have a SHAC committee, a SHAC
So this is the first.
meeting. This is the first one. Yes.
Go
Yes.
us.
So
Yes.
we get to be the pioneers.
Exactly.
Okay, anyone else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So Tiffany, I guess you'll look into our parenting workshop
Correct.
for
Yeah.
the district. That'll be great. And
get the meeting minutes out.
Meeting minutes.
Mm
I'm sorry, look, my paper fell, so it's all I got out of order here. And that's it. So our next meeting is on February the 11th at 2.
Yes, ma'am.
I think we're wrapped up for today. And thank each and every one of you for attending. And we
Would you
look
like
forward
for
to
me to
working
send y'all
together.
meeting notes?
You
You
our
got them?
secretary.
If you got them, Shanice, send them to me, honey, and
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
just
All right,
use
I'll
them
send them to
too.
you, Crystal.
Okay.
I
Thank
think
you,
so.
ladies.
Oh, so
Thank you, lady. Yes.
thank you very much, everyone. And if there are no more remarks or comments or questions, then we will adjourn the meeting at 2:35.
Thank
Thank
you,
you.
ma'am. All right. Shanice, do you have my